wake up around 10 in the morning, feeling crazy, feeling on it from the night before, cause I was up till 4 in the morning plus some. So I take a long trip and then I take out my song scripts. When I sit down to write, I always look to God to help me see the light. But I know that I ain't been living right, and I know that I can live by the night. But it's so hard for me just to put it down, so hard for me to pass up the crown. When it's been passed down, I'm sitting on the throne, and sometimes I feel in this world I've just been thrown and not been shown it. And I don't know when to slow it down, but I can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high. But this is the life, 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 the life. This is the life, life, the life, life, the life. Yeah. This is the life, life, the life, life, the life. They tell me it's the life, life, the life, life, the life. Yeah. Once again, I hit the hot spot with my SoCal friends. Then I hit the ATM, and then I realize I ain't got no wins. And then I call up my kin, hey, my money's going. I'm standing at the bar, but the drinks quit flowing. Strapped for cash, standing on the block, drunk as hell, trying to avoid the damn cops. And this is how it is sometimes when you fall off track, like when your record stretch and you try to run it back. But sometimes the stretch got too deep an impact, it makes it so hard for you not to look back, regretting things you did in the past. I wake up in the morning, tell myself it won't last, but I tend to get another glass, and I start to act like an ass. But I can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high. But this is the life, life, the life, life, the life. This is the life, life, the life, life, the life. Yeah. They tell me it's the life, life, the life, life, the life. Ooh, they tell me it's the life, life, the life, life, the life, 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 life. But I can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Knowing that I'm just getting high, but this is the life, 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 the life. Yeah. This is the life, life, the life, the life, the life. Yeah. This is the life, life, the life, life, the life. This is the life, life, the life, life, the life, life, the life, the life. But I can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting by. Can't go on like this, knowing that I'm just getting high.
Yeah. that. Now I'd like to go to Spain or somewhere like that. Two-tone Bible and his further cigarettes, his suntan lotion and his castanets and wise.
Waiting through the end of the world. Waiting. This is Heather and
Julia,
and this is a new show for us, our first show. This is the Arcade Radio Show.
Yay! Welcome to Arcade Radio.
And we're going to be on from 5 to 6 o'clock weekly,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to be bringing you video game music and pop culture and internet things.
All that good stuff.
Really fun stuff.
Let's jump into it, and then we want to tease you a little.
Right.
Yeah, tell you more about ourselves later.
Never mind.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Wow, that was a great first song. Really, really good start.
Really great composer. You know, he's done a lot of things, a lot of movies.
I think it's what they didn't say is really
right.
Where a lot of the depth was.
Exactly,
happening.
Yeah.
You know, video games are getting so abstract these days and highly conceptual.
Hard stuff. You gotta be a graduate of some kind.
All right. Well, let's just jump right into the next song. Why don't we?
We'll be right back.
All right. That was from Kirby Superstar, The Gourmet Race. And this song is found in 8 other Kirby games with different remix versions. And I want to take a moment to talk about the amazing bass line in this song, Hooray Tuba, a much forgotten instrument in the repertoire of all that is brass. Did you know that there's a local get-together of tuba and euphonium players called Tuba Xmas? Happens around the end of November. And it's a one-day event. Everybody practices for about 2 hours, and they all meet downtown, Faneuil Hall, and they play an array of Xmas, Hanukkah, and other holiday songs, all with tubas. It just moves my heart, man. Moves my heart. Yeah, tubas are great. I'm a tuba player.
What? I couldn't tell. Really? I guess I imagine you more as a cello person.
Sophisticated people. They are.
Yeah, I have an electric cello in my room I haven't touched ever.
Oh, that's that, like, empty-looking thing. It's just got the frame around it.
Yeah.
That's a cool instrument.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's hard. Where are the keys? The frets? What?
Makes for a great minimalist piece, though.
Says a lot about the house.
Yeah.
Statement.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring you into the next song. This one is from Fire Emblem, Fates.
don't mind if I just set up.
No.
Hi.
Hey.
So, wasn't that beautiful? That was from the new game, Fire Emblem Fates. However, in Japan, the title is If.
Wait, it's just called If?
Yeah, it's just called If. I can see why they probably changed it to Fates, because I think Americans would be like, what? What? It's a weird name.
Not what if, just if.
Just if.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the first Fire Emblem game, I believe, where you can choose to be the good guys or the quote-unquote bad guys.
Oh, this is the one that our roommate plays all the time.
Yeah, right? It's been entirely obsessed with.
Yeah,
currently.
He's left his room in days. And there's marriage in it?
There's marriage, still, okay. And you make characters marry each other by just making them fight together for like obscene amounts of time, and then they're in love, and you get married.
Hooray.
And they can have kids.
That sounds like it would work.
Yeah. Speaking of which, well, actually having kids was a new feature that they had in the last game, Awakening, and a fun fact, the kids, you know, character birthdays were actually the Japanese release dates for all the Fire Emblem games previously in the series.
Hmm.
I think that was kind of cool.
Fire Emblem must be huge in Japan. I remember them showing up in the character showing up in Smash Brothers, and I was thinking, who is that?
Yeah,
Marth? Roy. Who names their kid Roy? Yeah.
Yeah.
But now there's a ton of them. Now we were inundated.
Yeah.
But I do like them.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Okay, the next song we're going to play for you is the Final Fantasy Prelude Orchestra version. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. Somebody just came in, and the guy for the next show came in and complimented us on the music, so this is probably going to be the last one that's very nice and classical sounding.
We're going to go straight into nonsensical very shortly.
Yeah. Sorry. Here you go.
Thank you.
it's always so beautiful. Mm. And it's definitely endured the test of time. It's in every Final Fantasy game, even the way all up to Final Fantasy 5 billion.
Yeah, whatever number we're on. The guy that thought it up, what was this guy's name? I do believe it was Nobu Uematsu. Yes. So there's many stories of how he figured out the song, but he just kind of... This is from Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he apparently sat down at the piano and started playing scales, and it just turned into this. Because it is actually a scale. It's like a melodic minor scale.
Really?
Yeah, just with a couple different notes changed. Because melodic minor, you go up, and then you change the notes going down. Mm-hmm. So it's that... Obviously, I'm a beautiful singer. You know exactly what I'm talking about from what I've said. All right, next song, Katamari on the Rock. I think Heather knows a little bit more about this than I do.
Yeah, if I could just say a little bit before we start this song. The whole entire soundtrack of Katamari Damacy is fantastic, and I think you'll definitely be hearing a lot more Katamari songs throughout our shows here. But it's madness. And I recommend playing it. Here, let's go into it.
Okay.
Shine.
Fever from Dr. Mario.
I got a fever, and the prescription is a version of Tetris.
Yes,
as it turns out.
Mm.
You will be fine.
Yeah,
hopefully. If Ty can just get these down to the bottom. Yeah, actually, it's a really stressful game. I can't even watch it. So Mario throws pills into a bottle,
and
then it.
It just like, it stacks on top of viruses until the viruses explode.
Yeah, it's Nintendo trying to get their. Their toes into the Tetris game, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was successful.
Mm.
And it was only two songs in the game. It's Fever, which we just listened to, and Chill. And I feel like people
is that
are...
a medical
are,
term? the chill after yeah, the fever.
I feel like people are very strong against, like, no, Fever's the main song to Dr. Mario.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
it's interesting. You know, I kind of wonder how music like this got into video games. Like, how come they didn't put on a record in the background and then it just kind of, you know, a 25-minute loop or something, and then they just, it would loop again no matter what level you're on.
Yeah, and that, I think, you know, that was a limit of the system at that time. There was only, like, a limited number of colors that the game console could convey, and uh-huh. there's also a limited number of sound bits that I could use. So you have to be a composer trying to make interesting and engaging music, but with a limited amount of notes that you could use.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So it's interesting to see how much video games have progressed, how much the music has progressed, especially compared to the last orchestral version we heard, which was Fire Emblem, where it had like chorus and whole symphonies of people.
There's some beautiful stuff out there, but
we're gonna go into another beautiful song.
Well.
Right now, which
all right, whatever
it's beloved,
whatever you say, Chief.
Ooh.
All right, that was the DuckTales main theme, which was used in the DuckTales NES game, and then was actually recently remastered as a computer game, released to computer and PC, which is the remaster version we have. If anyone's played the game, you know that it involves Scrooge McDuck and his nephews, and it's all about gathering gold. And if you actually end the game without getting any gold pieces, you get a special ending where a newspaper reads, "Scrooge McDuck has lost his fortune in his search for the legendary five treasures. He will use them to rebuild his empire." I feel like if I got that ending, I'd feel pretty proud of myself, knowing that I wasted my entire multi-billion dollar fortune in search of adventure.
I guess I've wasted more on less.
Yeah. All right, let's take this time to do our public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there is a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. All right, so the time's 5:41. Once again, this is the Arcade Radio Show with your DJs Heather and Julia on 91.5 MFM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. So let's get right back to some music going into the main theme from LA Noir.
Let's bring some jazz.
All right, so that was LA Noir, the main theme. And if you're familiar with the game, it's a detective RPG, I guess, sort of game, where it's based in LA, obviously, and in the 1940s, actually. Many of the cases in the game are actually inspired by real-life crimes that occurred in LA around the 1940s. There's a mission called the Red Lipstick Murder, which was inspired by the famous Black Dahlia murder.
Ooh.
That you actually get to play through in the game. It's a really interesting, it's interesting how a video game can actually be a really good representation of a certain period of time.
Yeah. It's a story still. Yeah.
All right. So let's go into our next song.
All right. Right into it. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Tetris, a classic song in the video game canon.
Probably one of the most famous games and songs in the world.
Mm-hmm. It was even played in space. All right.
Actually, yeah. Do you want to talk a little about it? The game was
Sure.
Space-related?
Actually, Tetris is the first video game to be played in space, the game and the Game Boy it was played on. It spent 196 days on board the Mir space station in 1993 and orbited the Earth more than 3,000 times. The game and system were auctioned off in 1996 for a whopping $1,220. I guess the video game fandom was not quite where it is now.
Yeah.
Not fanatical. That'd be like $100,000 now. But fun fact about the Tetris theme song: it's actually derived from a Russian folktale called Korbonyeki, where it was written as a poem by Nikolai Nekrasov, and it was written in a magazine around 1860. So, but it had a high tempo, so it quickly became a popular folk song. And Korbonyeki were peddlers with trays, selling like fabric and books and other small stuff in pre-revolutionary Russia. And the poem is a sad story about love between a peasant girl, Katya, and a young Korbonyeki peddler. They met each other in the rye field at night when he promised her a good deal of the goods that he carried before they're sold in the market the next day. Only fate knows what happens in the rye field. But she didn't take the deal, as it turns out. Katya is a hard bargainer, but it is supposed to be a metaphor for courtship, I guess. She's playing hard to get.
Wow, Tetris being classy since it came out.
Mm-hmm. Old school. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Song with history. Next song, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. Here we go. Thank you.
right, so that was Melody's Awakening from Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, which is two of my favorite songs, which is Melody's Awakening and also Makara's Awakening as well, which are both really, really pretty pieces. And they're actually, a lot of them are kind of considered arias. And they're also the last two songs that you learn in the game. And yeah, they're just really beautiful. So next up, let's balance out that beautiful music with a little not so beautiful music.
Where's this going?
So the next song we're going to play for you is called I'm Han Solo. And this comes from Kinect Star Wars. Julia, are you familiar with Kinect Star Wars at all?
Is it like Lego Star Wars?
Oh, it wishes it was Lego Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
So do you know like the Kinect games like Just Dance and
I thought you were talking about Kinects,
like plastic.
Oh,
no,
okay,
Xbox,
the dance
Kinect.
Ones. Okay.
Yeah, the dance games.
Yes.
Well, they made a Star Wars dance game, just called Kinect Star Wars.
Oh dear.
And it's amazing.
Is it?
It is. You have all the people are there. You got Emperor Palpatine. You got Darth Vader.
Doing silly dances.
Han Solo. Oh yeah, they're doing silly dances. But the songs are actually just parodied songs, like modern parody songs. They just like sort of slap some Star Wars jargon into the song to like make it more Star Wars related. So this
is one of them?
Yeah. So
I'm kind of excited.
Actually, this is a Jason Derulo Ride and Solo parody, which they just change it to I'm Han Solo. So let's listen to this.
Bad start.
Princess, everything's alright. Oh, no job but I answer to. Ain't a fixture in the palace zoo. No, and since the carbonite's off me, I'm living life now that I'm free. Yeah, told me get myself together. Now I got myself together. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy the carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. Understood. Back in the game, who knew I would? Oh, so flat time I spread my wings. Loving myself makes me wanna sing. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Told me get my act together. Now I got my act together. Yeah. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy the carbonite is gone. I'm solo, I'm on solo, I'm on solo, solo.
right.
Wasn't that wonderful, Julia? Isn't your life more enriched now that you know that there's a Jason Derulo parody called I'm Han Solo?
I'm impressed that they got it to sound so close to his voice, actually. Glad we're putting all of our R&D funds into getting things to sound like Jason Derulo.
All right, so the time is 5:56. We have one more song to play for you. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, this is
the Arcade Radio Show with your hosts, DJ Heather and Julia. Probably with some other guests to come by throughout the next coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right.
So let's end with a song from my favorite games, Portal.
All right, want you gone.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom? Is heavy. Now little Carolyn is in you too. One day they woke me up so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your short side life left. That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get. Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some new disaster. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here